On December 10th, at the ceremony to award the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo, there will be an empty chair on stage. The Peace Prize laureate, Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo, is imprisoned in China, and the Chinese government has barred Liu's family from traveling to accept the honor. So the Nobel Committee will postpone bestowing the actual medal and the $1.5 million award, but the ceremony will go on. Actress Liv Ullmann will read some of Liu's words, and violinist Lin Chang has been invited to perform. Chang is Chinese-American. He teaches at the Boston Conservatory, and he joins me now. Lin, what were your first thoughts when you found out you had been invited to perform at the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony?
Well, I was naturally thrilled. And then I thought of my own professional and personal possible repercussions, and I asked them for a 24-hour period in which I could really think about this.
Now, what repercussions were you worried about?
First of all, I have family back in China. My father came to America in 1949, and I knew that if I did this, there might be problems with me going to visit. And in fact, my father would prefer that I not go, frankly. The professional considerations are is that at the schools that I teach at, we have a number of very talented students that come from China. And I was very worried that the government could go so far as to prevent Chinese students from coming to our school. So these two considerations weighed very heavily on my decision to go. But I spoke to the presidents of all the schools that I was affiliated with, and they said, absolutely, you should do this. And my father respected my decision to go ahead and do this.
Well, how did you decide what you're going to play on December 10th?
Well, I knew that there would be nobody to receive the award. I knew that music would probably play a greater prominence in the ceremony. So I came up with two selections. One will be a group of two Chinese folk songs, Jasmine Flowers, which was composed sometime in the Qing Dynasty in the 1700s, and it's become extremely popular in China. The other piece I'll play is a more recent folk song called Colorful Clouds Chasing the Moon, which uses the metaphor of clouds chasing the moon for someone who is missing their loved one. The other piece that I'll play is by Sir Edward Elgar, Salut Amour. I read the final testimony that Liu Xiaobo gave before he was sentenced to 11 years in prison. In addition to speaking out on fundamental human rights, he gave this most touching and really just amazing love note to his wife, saying how she was the reason for his having strength. I thought that this Salut Amour that I'm going to play would be a good reflection echoing what he's saying to her.
Do you think that it'll be an emotional moment for you there in Oslo when you're playing these pieces that will have some sort of political overtone to them, I guess, or resonance?
Oh, absolutely. An artist plays to educate, to entertain, to illuminate. But here is a much deeper purpose. We're trying to finish in music where words are left off. And I think through music, we just hope that we can enhance or continue what Liu Xiaobo's statements are, what he has said.
Well, Lin Chang, thanks very much for talking to us, and all the best to you when you go to Oslo.
Thank you so much.
Violinist Lin Chang will be playing at the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony for Liu Xiaobo. He brought his violin with him when he spoke with us. Here he is playing the Chinese folk song Jasmine Flowers.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.